Good morning. My guest this morning is Tanya Preputnevich. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
You are having the debut of your poetry book at the Occidental Center for the Arts. This is not just somebody standing up, reading their poetry, and signing some books. Describe what this event is going to be like.
Thank you. Absolutely. We're calling it an afternoon of poetry and poetry movies. So we will be, I'll be reading a poem, and that'll be followed by a showing of the little poetry movie we've made of that poem. It's accompanied by music and beautiful moving stills by my photographer collaborator, Robin Beatty.
How did you get this idea? I've not heard it before.
You know, I am in love with words and music, and my collaborator is in love with micro worlds, creating beauty out of looking at ordinary things and making them beautiful.
Uh-huh.
And it just works so well with the fairy tale motif that I'm in love with. And enchanting people through poetry is one way to do that. But then to add images for people to see deepens the world.
I noticed from this press release that you talk about Thumbelina. You talk about Guinevere. Lots
yes.
of our favorite people from the myths of the past.
Sure, absolutely. And Thumbelina is delightful because it's another micro world. She's so tiny and she observes the world from that standpoint.
Are the movies approximately as long as the poems?
Precisely. They're exactly as long as it takes me to read the poem, and you're seeing the movies, the images move by as I read the poem. And behind them, my father has played music, Steve Preputnevich, and several other Sonoma County musicians, Lori O'Hara and Michael Greenberg, with original compositions.
What a production. That's amazing.
Very joyful.
Is your book presently in the bookstores?
It's available on Amazon and through Saddle Road Press out of Hawaii.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm-hmm. You most like to write about the myths, the stories of the world?
Yeah, I think writing about people, iconic and beautiful, amazing people like Queen Nefertiti or Amelia or Sylvia Plath or Marilyn Monroe, they're all figures who capture our imagination, and we long to be closer to them and understand something more about what they did when they were here.
Who are some of your favorite people to write poems about?
Oh, so many. Where do I start? I think mostly the women who ignite imagination for how women can go further and be more than they are presently. Amelia takes us to the sky.
That's a great criterion. That's a very good reason to write poetry. I do wonder if, is this your original idea, the combining of poetry and movies in a sort of a theatrical setting?
I've seen it done before.
Yeah.
I just am excited to see it. There are quite a few poets now making poetry movies, so it's a new genre.
I guess that that YouTube is a pretty good forum for things like this, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
You'll see many wonderful things.
Do you do YouTube things?
These are posted on YouTube. The movies themselves
are
up on YouTube, but I wanted so much to celebrate with Sonoma County, with the other artists who I grew up with.
If people wanted to see some of your poems on YouTube, what would they call up?
They could just put in my name, Tanya Preputnevich.
Okay. Let me spell it. That's Preputnevicz. I almost knew it.
You do now.
Well, Tanya, thank you very much for coming in and for introducing me and our audience to a really interesting and unusual way to celebrate poetry as a public offering of art. That's the publication of her debut poetry collection, November Butterfly, by Saddle Road Press, Sunday, March 29th, 3 p.m. at the Occidental Center. For information, 874-1124, online, OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Chakopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.